Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the upcoming race this weekend for the Spanish Grand Prix in Jerez. Now, before we get into it, here is the schedule for Friday. Here is the schedule for Saturday. And here is the schedule for Sunday. Also, as a surprise, here is the schedule for Monday. And as you can guess, Monday is an official test day, so we will see the teams in action for an extra day. I do not know if the test is going to be televised, but we'll just wait and see. Now, the Spanish Grand Prix for me is always a pretty good race. You know, it is a tight circuit. There's been a lot of action and drama in it over the course of the years. But, you know, there's definitely an awful lot of questions need to be answered within this Spanish Grand Prix. Firstly, how is Pedro Acosta going to get on? This is one of his favorite circuits, as he calls it, but, you know, it is quite a tight circuit, especially on a MotoGP bike. Marc Marquez, the scene of where everything went wrong a number of years ago, you know, that he would be afraid of it, but this is kind of like a bogey circuit right now for him, and can he kill off that bogey? Pecco definitely needs to answer after a mediocre race weekend in Cota. Martin needs to stamp his authority again on the whole grid and be like, hey, I am Mr. Championship, you know, love me. Can Maverick continue his amazing run that he had in Portimao and in Cota, to be fair? Can he keep that going and put Aprilia back on the top step of the box this weekend? And then we have, you know, more or less other riders like Bastianini. You know, again, can he put the cat amongst the pigeons with Martin? You know, what is going to happen with the Yamahas? You know, there's not a massively long straight there, so will the Yamaha be competitive? What about the Hondas? You know, will they be any good? The KTMs, after a dire weekend in Cota, what is going to happen for them? You know, and, you know, we are going to see Danny Pedrosa, Lorenzo Sabadori, and Stefan Bradl all out testing during this race weekend as well. So, you know, there's going to be definitely loads of bikes, loads of action on a tight track. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what questions are going to be answered here. Who would I go for if I was picking a Fastman Friday? I think that's a really, really hard one. I think it could be any number of people. Personally, I would like to see Marquez, you know, Joe, banish some bogey circuits here for him. Acosta, I think he could really make a name for himself by being fastest man on Friday on one of his favorite tracks. I won't rule out Danny Pedrosa. You know, definitely the KTM are not going to be running the same sort of bike, so I think Danny's going to be riding an Evolution bike, so I think it's going to be interesting to see what Danny can do. So for me, I'm going to risk it for a biscuit, and I am going to say Danny Pedrosa, fastest man on Friday. And I know I said winners in the podcast. I actually can't remember what I said, so I'm going to need to go back and watch it. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of the Spanish Grand Prix, and who is going to be your fastest man on Friday? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.